Okay, Fat Hashem, we are resuming Shir HaShirim after a break from to Esther and Haggadah. It's been a while. So, it's actually still, we're left off like in the middle of the preparation for Gulas Mitzrayim, which was in Yana Diyayma when we left off, but still a little bit of in Yana Diyayma, as we'll see. So we're up to Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. The last thing we learned about was talking about how the Kaishi Hashibud brought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing closer the Gula and Mitzrayim. We talked about rain and drips and things like that. And there is different types of tsaris and loads that a person has to deal with. And that was all remazim towards talking about the Kaishi HaShibud. So now in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, which is on page Kuf Tzadi Hei, if you're following along. So the first thing, we're going to read the Pasuk and we'll do Rashi, which you don't have in the Sefer, and then we'll go to the Gra. So Pasuk Yud Beis, Hanitzonim Niruva Aretz, which means that the flowers, the buds, were seen in the land. Eis HaZomer Higia, V'koil hatar nishma b'artzeinu. So Rashi says, Hanitzonim nirvu v'aretz means, like we just said, the spring, the summer's coming, the Yemei HaChama are coming, it's time for the trees to start budding. V'holchei drachim is'angim l'roisam. Interesting, I don't know what Rashi is trying to be meramis here. But Rashi says that when the trees start budding, so travelers enjoy seeing the buds. Not sure exactly what the remez is in Rashi. Rashi continues, Eis ha-zomer higia. Zomer, Rashi understands, zomer to mean a lashon of singing, of zemer, of zmirais, the meaning that the birds, oh, I see what Rashi is doing already. One second. So, the birds are starting to chirp. V'kol oirev l'halchei drachim. Rashi says again, it's very geshmak to travel when the birds are chirping. V'kol ha-tar nishma b'artzeinu. Tar, Rashi learns, is referring to the Tairim u'bnei yayna, like we had in the sixth parsha, those type of birds, the turtle doves. Derech ha'ayfos li'es mishayrim mitzafsim b'mei Nisan. In Nisan, the springtime is when things start. Was that Chel Gal?
This is
Chel Gal. That's Paragali. Okay, so v'kol ha'tarnish ma'abratzenu. So Rashi, I think, is being meramis to us. You know, like we say that one of the Rashi says in Chumash that Hashem says Zochra, Hashem took you out b'chaydish ki b'chaydish ha'avi v'itziach Hashem in Mitzrayim. Rashi says Hashem could have taken you out at any time, but he orchestrated to go out in the spring when it's easy, it's geshmak to travel. So it sounds like from this Rashi as well, the pasuk saying it's a geshmak of time. The buds are on the tree, so people who are traveling, they enjoy it. The birds are chirping. It's not just the weather; it's the whole seviva of avira, so to speak, of traveling in the spring is not just the weather. It's also everything that's going on. So that's what Rashi says that this pasuk is referring to. It's now springtime, and therefore we're leading up to the geula. So the Gra says over here on page Kutzadi Hey in the first pshat. Hanitzonim niru v'aretz, pirish she'asovim hischilu litzmayach. Rashi said we're talking about buds on a tree. The Gra says we're talking about the grass has begun to sprout, to grow. Kloimar she'hamitzvois hischilu litzmayach. That the mitzvois that Klal Yisrael had started to sprout, meaning Klal Yisrael, we've talked about numerous times, we need schosim to get out of Mitzrayim. Numerous different types of schosim. We talked about schosavois, schosimois, schosatzmon, kaishi ashibod. So here, the Gra says, we're talking about the mitzvahs have begun to sprout. Ba'aretz, afilu b'chutz la'aretz. Ba'aretz over here means, even in chutz la'aretz, shu b'mitzrayim, nitztavu kama mitzvahs. Meaning to say, the Gra is not going into now specific mitzvahs. We'll see in the next pshat, he talks about specific mitzvahs. But over here, it sounds like he's saying that in Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim had kama mitzvahs that we had. Ba'aretz means even in chutz la'aretz. So that's the first thing. Mitzvahs began to sprout. Eis hazomer higia. The time of singing has come. Pirish loimar shiras hayom. Has come to time to say the shiras hayom, which is part of the geula. V'koil hator nishma barzenu hator hi hatayra. The Gra says the Torah is referring to the Torah. Again, shehigia eis litein hatayra. It's come time to give the Torah. Be'artzeinu, now the Gra is saying, let's look at the Pasuk. The first time around says Ba'aretz, in the land. And here it says Be'artzeinu, in our land. So Ba'aretz means in Chutzlaretz, that's not our land, it's the land. Artzeinu is our land, says the Gra, 1 second. We didn't get the Torah in our land. Hu Har Sinai shu choshev kamay Eretz Yisrael. It's referring to Har Sinai. Har Sinai, says the Gra, is choshev like Eretz Yisrael. You have to know what this means exactly. Eretz Yisrael is choshev because L'chaira met for many reasons, but one is the Shechina Shruya in Eretz Yisrael. So on one hand, Har Sinai, when Hashem came down to give the Torah, we learned about this earlier as well, he brought his Shechina down onto Har Sinai, so could be that's what the Gra means. But the Gra is saying it's Choshev Kimai Eretz Yisrael. Rav David Goldberg in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, Rav Ravda brings this, wants to taina because you find Hasidim Bate Knesias Bate Midrashas Shabbavavol Sheikvu Eretz Yisrael. We know that the shuls and the Bate Midrashas in Chutz Laretz are Lasid Lavay going to be taken to become a part of Eretz Yisrael. And how do we know that? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Ki ketavar baharim uchi karmel bayam. So Tavar and Karmel were, the Gemara says, a kavachaymer, Tavar and Karmel shalai bol fisha lo may taira nikvayim baritz Yisrael. So bati knesiyos u bati midrashis, shekirin u marbitza ben taira lachas kama v'kama. The places where taira is learned and taira is studied, those are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So l'chaira says Rav David Goldberg, so it's pashat that Har Sinai, the place the taira was given, matan taira, that's at least as good as a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash that you teach taira in, so therefore it's going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he brings a Yalkut Shemayni that says that Har Sinai, Tavar and Karmel were the mountains that wanted the Torah to be given on them. So those are also, the Pasuk says, are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Kavachayim Har Sinai itself. So the Lashon of the Medrash says that Hashem is going to bring Sinai, Tavar, Karmel, and Hermon, the Livnois Beis Hamikdash Aleihem. So Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, I guess, on the Marshal over there, Megillah, says that all the Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos are not just going to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to become as a part of the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to be a chelek of Yerushalayim and part of the Beis HaMikdash. But he's saying that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built on Har Sinai and all of these mountains. So he wants to tell you that's what the grub means. Rav Revd is just Ma'irah, and he brings from other places that it doesn't sound like the Gra's talking about La'asid Lavay. Talking about even Bizman Hazeh, before Mashiach, that Har Sinai has a din like Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't know the Pshat. He's not saying he has a Pshat, that's what the Gra is saying, but he's Ma'irah, Rav David Goldberg's saying it's La'asid Lavay, it's going to be like that. He says it sounds like from the Gra, it's like that right now. So that is what the Gra is saying, that the time has come. The mitzvahs have sprouted. It's time to say Shira. It's time for Matan Torah and Har Sinai. Now, L'chaira, Rav Revda asked the following question. He says, it seems that the way we look at things, and this is, you know, we have mitzvahs that are zeicher liyetzias Mitzrayim. That means there was a yetzias Mitzrayim, so you do the mitzvah zeicher liyetzias Mitzrayim. There was a kriyas yamsuf, so we have a shvi shel pesach that celebrates kriyas yamsuf. There was a matan taira, so we have a yantif that it celebrates matan taira. Here the Gra seems to say the opposite. The time has come for kriyas yamsuf. The time has come for matan taira. There's a lot of mitzvahs over here, which he's saying seem on the same, if the Gra's using the same theme in the Pasuk, that means there's a lot of mitzvahs that need to come to this world because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. His chilul itzmayach means they started, but they got to produce their fruits or their flowers. That means the time has come for all these mitzvahs to come to the world. So therefore, we need to make a Yetzias Mitzrayim, a Kriyas Yamsuf, and a Matan Torah. Sounds backwards. We assume all these events happen, so now we have the mitzvahs. And here, the Gra sounds like, the time has come for all these mitzvahs to happen, so let's make them happen. So, there's a very famous Beis Halevi that puts this a bit into perspective. Very famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is bothered in Parshas Vayera. He talks about this, I think, in a few places. He's meramis to it. The Beis Halevi says that L'chaira, you know, Avram Avinu was feeding the, or Light was feeding the Malachim, Avram. They were talking about it was Pesach, and they were eating matzahs, right? Light baked matzahs for the Malachim. So, okay, so you give Oshik L'chaira that, you know, the Avos were Mekayim the Torah before the Torah was given. That's very nice. Like, for example, certain mitzvahs, perhaps, you could say that those apply before the Torah is given. But the mitzvahs that commemorate events that happened to Klal Yisrael is a little funny. How was it that that Light or Avraham Avinu were eating matzah that commemorate that we went out of Mitzrayim quickly? We haven't gone out of Mitzrayim. We haven't been in Mitzrayim. We haven't gone out of Mitzrayim. So that mitzvah is like a funny mitzvah to commemorate. Or Yitzchak Avinu was eating a Karban Pesach, right? Hashem shepasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu abote aviseinu b'mitzrayim. Pesach is a commemoration of an event. So how did that happen before Matan Torah? Again, there's a lot of mitzvahs that are not commemorations of events. So if you say, okay, the Avos, they kept Shabbos. Shabbos is not a commemoration of an event that happened to Klal Yisrael. Hashem created the world. We didn't get the mitzvah till Mara, till Har Sinai. So you say the Avos were Mekayim is Kol HaTorah Kula. Afilu Erev Tavshilin, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim. Or Erev Tchumim. Or Tchumim, let's say not Erev, even the mitzvah of Tchumim. Or yet to marry two sisters, not to marry two sisters. All of those types of things, those are mitzvahs in the Torah. So you say the Avos were Mekayim than before. But mitzvahs that came about as a commemoration of an event, it's a funny thing to say that they kept those beforehand. The event didn't happen, what were they commemorating? That's the Beis Halevi. So there's many Mahalchim to understand that. But the Beis Halevi in a famous pshat says that we have to realize that we're making a mistake. Yes, in our viewpoint from history, it looks like to us that we went out of Mitzrayim, and therefore there's a mitzvah of Pesach, and there's a mitzvah of matzah. But it's not really true, because the Torah and the mitzvahs were around before the entire world was created. And this goes a little bit into, and I'm not going to go deeply into it, the concept of Bechira. Because you have to understand, the Torah and mitzvahs are around before the world was created. Now, like there are many mitzvahs, or many even parshias in the Torah, that have to do with Klal Yisrael's choice. Vayihi ha'am kimitz'ayinim. Klal Yisrael, they complained, and there's a whole parsha in the Torah about it. Now one second. That parsha was around, it was written in the Torah, however many generations before the world was created. So that means already said in the Torah, Vayihi ha'am kimitz'ayinim. So now, did they have Bechira to do that? Or they were now, it's predestined, and it's already there. Many parshas, you could ask that in the Torah. Now, in the Torah itself, in the words of the Torah, we talked about this somewhere else, I don't remember, one of these Shir HaShirim Shurim, we talked about this, that the concept exists that we only have the Torah and read the Torah on one level. In other words, the Torah was really written, we talked about this once, the Luchais were written, if you looked at the Luchais, the Luchais didn't have any words on them or any psukim on them. The Luchais were straight letters, Anoichi, Aleph, Nun, Chaf, Yod, Yod, Kei, Vav, Kei, all the way to the last Chaf of L'Reyacha, were just straight letters in rows. Now, if you had a decoder, you know, one of those, cereal box decoders of how to figure out where each word in each sentence ends, so you're able to figure it out. But it wasn't so clear. When you looked at the Luchais, you were just reading one long run-on sentence. You don't know where words end. We happen to know that because we just know how to read it. So why was that? The Mabit explains, because Hashem wanted us to know that we're only getting one level of how to read the Torah. For example, Chazal tell us, the Torah is Kulon Shemai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all the names of Hashem. What do you mean? Es is the name of Hashem. Vayomer is the name of Hashem. Those aren't names of Hashem. It means to say that the letters of the Torah written from Hashem, from the Bereishis to the last Lamed of Kol Yisrael, are written in one long run-on word sentence. Now the question is how you divide it up. One way of dividing up the Torah is the way we have it. Bereishis bara elokim, es hashamayim ves haaretz. That's one way. Now it could be there's a name of Hashem that is the letters Bereishis, and then Beis Reish. Beis Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yod, Tov, Beis Reish. That's the name of Hashem. I don't know what that name is, but that's the name of Hashem. And then the next letter starts with Aleph Tov. That's another, which is the end of Bara and S. That's another way of breaking it up. So we are so ingrained that this is the way you read the Torah, and these are the words, and Vayihi Ha'am Ki Misayinim is a story about Misayinim. But you know, if the La'am wouldn't have been Misayinim, there may have been on a different level or a different way of how that would have manifested itself in the Torah. What it would have said, I can't imagine, because I have no clue what it would have said. But the whole Parsha would have said something differently. Would have been telling what happened? I don't know. Would have been a different way of telling us about certain mitzvahs? Perhaps. There's all different levels of the Torah. And that's really what the Malachim told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, Tzna ha'itcha b'shamayim. What are you giving the Torah to the people? Meaning, what? So Hashem said to them, Moshe, tell them, do you have a father and a mother? Kabbalah Savicha Simecha, Lai Sirtach, Lai Sinaf. So what the Malachim didn't know that? They knew that. The answer is, they said, listen, that level of the Torah where it's the active mitzvahs, it's mitzvahs that have to do with people, all of those things, we agree. That belongs to the people. But there's a million other Sayyidis HaTorah. That's what Kabbalah really is seeing the secrets of Torah on different levels than we know them, that they say we want to keep. That's what people are going to start being Isaac in Kabbalah and how the world was created and Maaseh Bereishis and Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not for people. So that's what they said. So Hashem said, no, it's all or nothing. The Torah is one package deal. Whoever gets the bottom line of the actions, of the simple understanding, they get the whole thing. And that's what he said. Klum yesh lecha, it's all or nothing. You can't say, give them half and we'll keep the other half. So that's how it is when it comes to the Torah. Now the same thing is when it comes to the mitzvahs in the Torah. Hashem's mitzvah of Pesach, of Matzah, of Maror, of all of these things, we think they're commemoration of events. It's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's a mitzvah of Karban Pesach, a mitzvah of Matzah, a mitzvah of Maror. Now, because there's a mitzvah of Matzah, Pesach, and Maror, there has to be a Yetzias Mitzrayim that's going to cause us to do that. In other words, which one came first? We think Hashem skipped over the houses, so He gave a mitzvah. No. There's a mitzvah of Pesach, so Hashem had to skip over the houses. There's a mitzvah of Matzah, so now Hashem had to go and take us out very quickly. Which one was the cause and which one was the effect? We always think the cause was the skipping. The effect is we now have a mitzvah. And really, says the Beis Halevi, we're looking at it the wrong way. And that's why the others were Mekayimis Kala Torah Kula Koidim Tenitna. So they ate matzah and they had a Karban Pesach because the mitzvahs were around before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's sort of what the Gaon is saying. There needs to be, it's already put into the Bria, there's going to be a Shiras Hayam. There's going to be a Kriyas Yamsuf. It was one of the Tznoim HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Yam. It's going to split. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows there's got to be a Matan Torah. The time has come. The time has come for all these things to come to the world. So now we have to now start orchestrating events to bring them out. And that's what the Gra is saying. The time has come. It's all here. The potential is here. Hashem says it's time for it to happen. So now we're going to make it happen.
Because now that there's a mitzvah, now he has to skip over the houses.
Correct. Right.
I mean, it's like
right. Predestined that way.
Predestined that way. Yeah.
Right. So could be there may have been other eitzes how to get the mitzvah to the world in a different way, but the mitzvah is going to make it here somehow. Correct. Okay. So now let's go to the second shot. Hanitzanim niru va'aretz, says the Gra, ha'inyan, and this is also an unbelievable thing. And in here, he wrote in the second Pirish on page Kuf Tzadiches, he has two Ifanim here. The first thing he says, Hanitzonin niru va'aretz, ki machma sha'avis munachim ba'aretz, nucha lizkois bischusam. Vi'ilulei shegufa munachim ba'aretz, Lo yahinu yechaylim lizchais avuran kimei shekatzav laktoishem asher ba'oretz heima vadire kolchev tibam v'chulo. So he says a very interesting thing. We, one of the things that we needed to get out of Mitzrayim, we talked about was chus avos, the chus of the avos. So says the Gra, the avos aren't, how do we relate to the avos? The avos aren't here. The avos went up to Shemayim, the neshamas went up to Shemayim. They're not existent in this world. Says the Gra, but there is something that's left in this world, and that is their guf was buried in this world. So the avos who are munachim ba'aretz, they're in the aretz, since they're here in this world, nuchal lizchais v'schusam, so we could get some of their schusim. And he says, if not shegufa munachim ba'aretz, lo hayinu yechaylem lizchais avorn. We would not be able to get schusim from the avos if not for the fact that some part of them is still here in this world. And he continues, v'chein ha'inyin b'luchais harishayinim u'shniyim. The luchais harishayinim and the shniyim as well. Both of them, Shalai ha'yasimcha li'Yisrael ki'ayim ha'kipurim shenitna b'luchais hashniyim. He says the simcha of the luchais hashniyim was, there was no simcha, right? The Gemara says in Tainis, the two greatest holidays Klal Yisrael have is Chamisha Basar Ba'av and Yom HaKippurim. And the pasuk and the Mishnah over there brings a pasuk that says Yom Chasunasei v'Yom Simchas Libay. So the Gemara says the Mishnah says Zeh Matan Torah. Says Rashi Yom HaKippurim shenitna by luchay shnias. Yom HaKippurim is a day of Nisinas HaTorah. We got this. It's called Yom Matan Torah. Why? Because we got the luchay shnias. The Gra says that's why on Erev Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah to eat. Because whenever you have Matan Torah, there's a mitzvah to eat, right? On Shavuos, even though on every, the Gemara in Pesachim says every other Yontif, there's a machlaikas Reb Elez and the Chachamim. Is it kulay lachem or kulay lashem? Reb Elez says you choose. Depending on what type of person you are, you choose how to celebrate Yontif. Either you dedicate it kulay lashem, meaning of course you have a little suda, but nothing special, a regular weekday type of meal you eat, but the rest of the day you dedicate kulay lashem. Davening, tefillahs, learning, all of that. Or, says Reb Elezer, if you're the type of person, the way you celebrate things is kulay lochem. So you have yontif suda, you enjoy, of course you daven as well. You have to daven, you have to learn like regular daytime, but nothing special. It's kulay lashem. And the chachamim come along and say, no, chati lochem v'chati lashem. You spend part of your day celebrating with lochem, and part of the day celebrating lashem. That's how you spend the yontif. Says the Gemara, but akol maidim batzeres, everyone agrees on Shavuos. Now, the knee-jerk reaction, we would say, everyone agrees on Shavuos that it should be Kulei Lashem, right? Why? This is the day we got the Torah. Spend your day connecting to HaKadosh Baruch through the Torah. And yet the Gemara says, no, HaKol Maidim B'Shabbat Tzeres, Divi'ino Nami Lochem. That even Reb Elezer, who says, you could choose to do Kulei Lashem on Pesach and on Sukkot, on Shavuos, he agrees you have to have Lochem as well. Why? My Taima, Yoim Shenitna by Torah. It's the day the Torah was given. And we've, over the years, said many pshatim, what's the pshat? The Torah is a way of life. It's not only in the spiritual world, it's the physical world as well. How you eat, how you drink, how you live, that's the Torah as well. And therefore, on the day the Torah was given, you have to show that you eat like a Jew, when, like the Torah says. And you drink. You can't just say, I'm going to be a hermit in the Beis Medrash and fast the whole day. That's showing that the Torah is about spirituality. But the Torah is every aspect of a person's life. So even eating and drinking and celebrating has to be done on the day the Torah was given. Rashi says over there in Pesachim, in Geshmaka Rashi, Laharois shenoyach lochem. It's a way of demonstrating that you're still happy with Kabbalah Satira. Meaning, if you sit in the Beis Medrash and learn a whole day, it's not a ride that you're really happy about it. It's what you got to do. How do you show that you're happy about something? You celebrate. So Shavuos is not just about the day we got the Torah. Rashi says, Laharis, you have to demonstrate every year that we're still happy that our forefathers said, Nasa v'nishma. You demonstrate by celebrating, so you have to have a celebration. Many different pshatim. But everyone agrees, my point is, that on the day that the Torah was given, when you celebrate, you have to celebrate with food and with drink. So says the Gra, so we have three times a year that we celebrate Matan Torah. Shavuos, we have Purim, Kimu v'Kiblu. That's why the Gemara says Hakol Moedim that on Purim also you have to celebrate. Shenem Ar Mishle v'Simcha, and Erev Yom HaKippurim also Hakol Moedim that you have to have a suda, it's a mitzvah to eat. Says the Gra, why is there a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur? Because since Yom Kippur is Matan Torah of Luchay Shniyos, you can't eat on Yom Kippur, so the celebration was put on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says over there, one of the Amirayim, Rabba Bar Chana, Rabba Bar Huna, one of them, the Gemara says, if any other day of the year he had to fast the Tainus Chalayim, he would always fast, even Shabbos, even Yontif, except these 3 days. Purim, Shavuos, and Erev Yom Kippur, because there's a mitzvah to eat on all those days. And the Gra explains, because the mitzvah is because of Matan Torah. So here the Gra is telling us that Yom Kippur was the day shenitna by Luchas Hashniyim. Now says the Gra, shekeven shem gnuzim ba'aretz le'sishka ha'edus. Because they're hidden away, it's never going to be forgotten. The only way that things have a kiyum, says the Gra, they can't fly away to Shemayim. They can't be. They have to be hidden in this world somewhere. And therefore the avos, their guf is here, so we could have their schusim. The luchos, now, the luchos rishaynos, each one's different. The luchos rishaynos, we know that the ksav, that flew away. All that was left was the tablets. Stones, the tablets themselves, which Chazal tell us, and the Gra says in numerous places, the tablets itself are like the guf. The ksav was like the neshama. In fact, you find a person we know is very easy, is easy to carry. Chai noisei es atzmai. Once a person is dead, a body is much heavier because the neshama is what gives it the life and the and gives it lift, so to speak, that it's noisei es atzmai. Once a neshama flies away, so the person, the body's there, but the person is much heavier, and he doesn't carry himself. The same thing with the luchais. The Gemara, the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchais, and all of a sudden, the luchais were very heavy on him. Why? When he saw the ego, the luchais were heavy, says the Medrash, and he had to put them down or throw them down, whatever he had to do. Why? Because the neshama of the luchais flew away. The neshama were the ksav. It flew away. He saw the oisias flying away. He was just left with them. Chai noiseas atzmai. While the luchos were there, they were carrying themselves. They were al yadav. They were heavy like anything, these big stone things. But the minute it flew away, they were too heavy. He had to throw them down or put them down. So the luchos rishaynos are very much like the tzaddikim. The neshama may have flown away, but the guf is still here, and therefore we still have a connection to it. The luchos shniyos we got, however, those were hidden away together with the Aron Kodesh when Yoshio HaMelech hid the Aron 40 years before the Churban. So the Gra is saying the reason why Torah has a kiyum, loisishkacha edus, is because it was genuzim, it was hidden away, and it's still here in this world. V'chein ho'inyin beveis hamigdash. Same thing with the Beis Hamigdash. The Medrash says, Sharei Beis Hamigdash bimkaimum nignezu. The Beis Hamigdash's walls actually got sunk in and were hidden away. Tavu ba'aretz sha'area, it says in Eicha. And the Pirkei de Blazer says, Beis Hamigdash asid lahalois ulehischadesh. From the bottom over there of Kuf Zayitas to the top of Reish. Asid lihischadesh usharim shetavu ba'aretz asidim la'alois ulehischadesh. Again, the Beis Hamigdash is going to come back. It's hidden in this world. The kiyum of everything has to have some type of residual in this world. So that's hanitzonim niru va'aretz. Nagat to us is the schus avos. Schus avos are still here. The karin nitzanim, why are the avos called nitzanim, sprouts or buds? Shei matzmiach yeshua li yisrael kemay shetzayim chim heilonis. The schus avos are matzmiach yeshua's for klal yisrael. So that's the first thing. Hanitzanim niru v'aretz. We have the schus of the avos that are matzmiach yeshuais. And again, ulechach eis hazomer higia. Now that we have schus avos, it's time for us to sing shiras hayam. V'kol atar nishma b'artzeinu v'zeh matan taira. This is talking about matan taira. Now, before, in the first pshat, he said tar hi hataira. I understood it means that it's like a play on words. The tar, even though it's a bird, but he didn't explain. It's a hi hataira, it's a lashon of taira. Here he says, why is it called a tar? Because a tar has two sounds, two different types of chirps that it makes. Bezeach ar zeh, it makes one and then another. Kein hu b'Yisrael shamru nasa v'nishma. Tar, kol hatar, is talking about matan taira because we said nasa v'nishma, two different sounds. So again, the Gra over here is saying, again, it's time for the gula to happen. Just the difference is, here he says, he's talking about the schus avos in the beginning. Now, ba'ayfen acher, let's just look at the next ayfen he says. Behemshechu misaper v'haylech gulasai. Again, aldash amr chazal, ve'ever alayich verach mispeseses ben damayich, v'nosam dam pesach dam mila. This is similar to the first pshat, where he said Hanitzanim Niru Varetz was referring to mitzvahs. Just in the first shot, he said mitzvahs hischilu litzmayach in Mitzrayim. We were nitzdavu kama mitzvahs. Here he's saying we're specifically talking about the mitzvahs that brought the geula. In the first shot, he wasn't talking about it. He's saying it's time for mitzvahs, time for the Kriyas Yamsav, time for Matan Torah. Over here, he's saying there were specific mitzvahs that brought us the geula. Like we said before, Schus Avais, here specifically Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. So Anitzonim Niru Varet Shem Beis Mitzvahs Hanal, it sprouted in this world, these two mitzvahs that are going to bring the Geula, the Achar Kach Eis HaZomer Higia, it came time to sing. What's that referring to? Shu Ashir Sha'amru Bachilas Pesach. K'may Sha'amru Ashir Yilachem Kolil Hiskadesh Chag. That's a famous pasuk by Sancheirev, by Mapella Sancheirev. So it says over there that Hashir Yialochem, the Navi Yeshaya was telling them that the Shir is going to come, meaning Anlel Pesach, this is going to happen. Kilel Hischadish Chag, just like you said Shir on the Psachim in Mitzrayim, so too, you're going to say Shir again on the night of Pesach when Sancheirev's army is going to be wiped out. So you see from that pasuk that in Mitzrayim, not only did they eat the Karban Pesach, they said Hallel Ba'achilas Psachim. While they were eating the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim, they were saying Shira and they were saying Hallel. And the Yerushalmi says that what happened was that Paroi's voice, Hashem gave it a special kayach, and it went throughout the whole Mitzrayim. Now Mitzrayim was a place to get from one end to the end, took 40 days to walk, and his voice was like broadcast throughout. Hashem made an ace. His voice was broadcast. It said, Kumu tzu'u mitaychami, get out. That's what happened the night of Pesach. And he told them, till now you are Avdei Paroi, and now, from now on, you're Avdei Hashem. So Ba'isa Shah, it says, the Klal Yisrael heard that, and they said, Hallel, Hallelukah, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. When you say that first capital of Hallel on Pesach, that's the capital that they said in Mitzrayim when they changed from being Avdei Paroi to Avdei Hashem. They said, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Veloi Avdei Paroi. So you see clearly that they said Shira. So Eis HaZomer Higia, the time of the singing is here. That's the time of Shira that we said Bachilas Pesach. And says the Grava Oz Hoisa Baisa's Man Makas Bechiris. It was the same time of Makas Bechiris. Now it's not clear what the Grava wants from here, but there's other Midrashim. When the Midrashim bring down this pasuk Eis HaZomer, Zomer can mean two things. It can mean singing. Zomer also means a lashon of pruning. When you cut things down. In fact, Psuke de Zimra, it's brought down from the Mekubalim that from the ground all the way up to Shamayim, there's no clear path. It's full. We can't see it, but spiritually it's very full. It's full of all types of different things. It's things, there's attackers, there's malachim. They don't want to let things through, especially tefillah. So how is it possible that a person's tefillah gets up there? So David HaMelech was misaking zmirais. Zmirais, we mean songs. However, zmirais said the Mekubalim is a lashon of cutting through something. That David HaMelech zmirais, as we all psuke de zimra, cuts through all of these things, makes a path, so that when we finally come to Shemayin Esrei, to Davin, our tefillahs could go straight through. So that's a lashon of zomer. So the Midrashim say two things. Eis HaZomer is a time of singing. It's also a time of cutting down. That's Makas Bechiris. So the Gra seems to be Meramis to the two things as well. Eis HaZomer is the Shira that happened at the same time of Makas Bechiris. Because Zomer means both. We sing and something's being cut down. V'koil HaTor Nishmar Bar Tzeinu. And the koil of the Tor is heard in our land. Hu hakol shem Moshe. Whose voice is that? This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenikra hatayer hagadol. In the Midrashim, he's called Hatayer HaGadol. Now, I'm not exactly sure why that is, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure. A tire is like a traveler, right? In modern Hebrew, for sure, that's what a tire means. Like a tourist. A tourist is a tire, because he travels through the land. So, I don't know what... this is a Medrash he's quoting. It's Rashi in Shir Hashirim Rabbah says... Moshe Rabbeinu kol hatar kol hatayer hagadol, because he took Klal Yisrael through their travels. That's what I'm thinking. So it's just an interesting way of referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's like the ultimate tour guide, you know, a tour guide hagadol. So uchemayim rezal shaya kolay haylech tav parsa b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. It says over here Moshe Rabbeinu's voice went throughout the whole Mitzrayim, getting Klal Yisrael together to go out of Mitzrayim. So this is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So according to this pshat, everything, this is all happening. We're talking about the Mahalach HaGeula. And in the psukim before, we talked about how we got there. Now we're here. It's the night of Pesach. The two mitzvahs. We have Shir of Achilas Pesach and Makas Becheiros. We have Moshe Rabbeinu's voice gathering Klal Yisrael together. And says the Gra, but why is he called a tar? What about the bird part of it? So he says, I told you before, the bird chirps in two different voices, two different songs, because there were two different kailas going on over here. One was Lamaila and one was Lamata. Because there was not only a geula in this world, there was a geula in Shamayim as well. Klal Yisrael was no longer subservient to all of the things and the malachim and sarim. Like till now we were nishtabed by the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, now we went out. From now on, we're no longer part of that. We're now Avdei Hashem. Not only Avdei Hashem, in this world we serve Hashem, Avdei Hashem also. It's only us and Hashem. There's no intermediaries. All the other Gayim have intermediaries. So there were two geulas going on over here. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're going out of Mitzrayim, everyone get together, it wasn't only here, it was upstairs as well. So that's the two kailas, one here and one in Shemayim. So according to this last pshat, we're talking about actually the night of Pesach, all of these things went on, and this is now going to bring us to the continuation of the Mahalach HaGeula, and we will, Mirtz Hashem, continue next week.